We're back here on the Coors Light Giants pregame show. My name is John Schmelk. The Giants and Cleveland Browns, and it's time for the Giants Spotlight, brought to you by PSEG. You can manage your account online at PSEG.com. And in this week's Spotlight is Giants running back David Wilson. David, first let's talk about your success in kickoff returns last week. What worked so well? You had a ton of space to operate in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the return team just did a great job of you know, giving me the opportunity and making the blocks and giving me my opportunity to use my ability to read and my speed. So, you know, it was a lot of fun out there.
Not just last week, but over the course of the year, how many were at one point during the run did you think, I got this, I can finally break this one?
Especially last week, all of them almost. Felt like I could take them the distance. And, today I just want to get out there and hopefully get in the end zone.
All right, talk about you as a running back. Where do you feel your role is developing? I know you're getting a lot of work there in practice, not so much in the game. What's next for you in terms of trying to carve out a niche at the running back position?
You know, it's just doing all the right things. And when I'm on the field, not making mistakes and just moving forward in a positive direction and making plays. So, you know, I get a few plays here and there and then just take advantage of those and definitely show a spark on kickoff return. And hopefully Coach Gilbride will see me doing the returns and want me on his offense more.
Now, you mentioned not making mistakes. I know you were very disappointed in yourself over that fumble earlier in the season. What have you done since then to try to solve that problem so it's not going to happen again?
Yeah, the time period that it's taken for this to blow over, I still think it's still going. And, you know, I've never been affected like this by a fumble. You know, it's a part of the game, and running backs do it all the time. And, you know, even the great ones. I mean, LeSean McCoy last week. You know, he even fumbled this season. So, but you know, I'm a rookie, and he established himself, and you know, I just need to establish myself and move forward.
How about pass protection? It's one of the things you said you wanted to get better at, and you know you needed to improve at to get on the field. Where do you think you are in terms of protecting Eli Manning and understanding all those blocking schemes so you can be out there on third downs?
Yeah, I definitely understand the blocking schemes now, and it's much more, it sounds like English now. It's not a foreign language. So, you know, the play calls and the audibles and the points and different keys and stuff that he was making before was all a foreign language to me when I first got here. But now I really understand it. And you know, whenever they put me in, I'm just take advantage of that.
When you do get a chance, how do you see yourself contributing to this offense? What's your role going to be?
You know, right now, even now, the coaches see me as a change of pace back, and you know, I view myself as a running back that I don't got one type of style. Like, you know, got running backs that speed backs, and you got running backs that power backs, and you got quick backs. But I just view myself as a do what I got to do to get the job done back. So whether it's running through a defender or around him or past him, I just try to use all my assets and make positive plays.
How's the NFL been overall? You're four games in now as a rookie, your first year. Is it everything you expected? Has anything really surprised you? How has the NFL experience been for you a quarter of the way through your first season?
Honestly, it's not much different from college as far as the speed of the game and the contact. So, you know, I kind of think I got an advantage with these 30-year-old guys chasing me around. So, I'm young and fast, so... you know, in a sense, it's a little bit easy.
I know you're champing at the bit. You just want to get in there and make a play. Do you have to be careful, though, when you finally do get put in there at running back, that you don't try to do too much and try to get that 55-yard run and just kind of run the play and do what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. I you know, you can't never try to do too much, and you just want to execute the play the way it's supposed to be executed and just run hard and take what you can get, you know, and then – It's all about instincts. Sometimes you feel it and you see it, and you can do it. And if you do it right, you're a hero. And if you don't do it good, you probably won't get another play. So, right now, I'm just more focused on just getting in there and executing the play the way the coaches want to see it done.
Has it been hard to kind of keep your spirits up? I'm sure you thought coming in you'd have more plan offense than you've had so far this year. Have you gone down yourself, or have you been able to stay positive?
No, I've been able to stay positive. Like I said, I'm a rookie, and you know, everywhere I've been, even in high school, I mean, even going back to recreation league, like even from high school, I wasn't the starter when I first got there, and nobody really knew who I was. The coaches, I mean, I won't get in playing time, and I ended up breaking all the records at my high school in rushing, and then went to Virginia Tech. they knew who I was because I was a recruiter, of course. But Ryan Williams and Darren Evans and Josh Oglesby were there. And I was behind those guys until they all left. And then I started – last year at Virginia Tech was my first year as a starter. And broke the rushing record there. So it's always been a working process and just staying persistent and keeping your head up and working hard and doing the things that I can control. And when somebody else give me the wheel, I know how to drive.
Final question. I'll ask you about the Browns. Obviously, they have a very young defense. Up front, though, they're pretty stout. Not a lot of big names, but they do a good job rushing the passer and stopping the run. What do you see from when you look at that Browns front seven?
You know, they don't flow as hard as some teams do with their linebackers. And the main thing is with them, just take what you can get. And, you know, with other defenses, you might have cutback lanes. And I think with the Browns, seeing them on film, it's kind of like take what you can get and wear them out, and then that's when you'll hit the home run.
David, appreciate the time. Best of luck today.
All right, man, take care.
That's New York Giants running back David Wilson. Anita Paul, Jeff, you got to wonder when he's finally going to make an impact on offense after what he did on special teams last week.